tweet at TodaySOR.
Now, I meant to give out a phone number for people who want to get in touch if you're feeling alone or in need of support. Alone's COVID-19 support line for older people is open 7 days a week in response to increasing demand. It's available from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. The number to ring or to dial is 0818 222 024. That's 0818 222 024. Now, book sales have rocketed as people make plans for the next few weeks. Rick O'Shea, presenter of the book show on RT Radio 1, is with me in studio. Louisa Cameron's on the line. She's the owner of Raven Books in Black Rock in South County Dublin, and they've got some recommendations for some uplifting titles. Before we begin, Louisa, by the way, I know you've kept the shop open till now, observing social distancing. What's the story at this stage?
At the moment, Sean, we have to keep the door locked, which is, of course, unfortunate. It is a very strange experience to have a shop empty of customers, but we are still absolutely taking orders. We've been having them even over the last 10 days for people who haven't been wanting to go out. So via Twitter, via email, via phone, we are there for whatever your bookish needs are.
Okay, so people can get in touch and you can hand over the package at the door, so to speak.
We're actually not encouraging people to come out, obviously. I am doing daily deliveries anywhere between Dunleary and Booterstown. Posting books out. If people are out and about anyway, we will pass them out through the door, certainly. But we're not encouraging people, obviously, to be out and about.
Okay, let's talk about the books. Rick, you're starting with David Sedaris, always an amusing essayist.
Yeah, I immediately love the idea of books becoming something dodgy that people handle out through the door when no one's looking. David Sedaris.
Paper bags.
Exactly. David Sedaris is my place to start, primarily because anytime I ever needed somebody to cheer me up and that would make me snort out loud on public transport, although that's not encouraged these days, obviously, David Sedaris is the guy to go to. I would particularly recommend When You Are Engulfed in Flames. That was the first of his I found, although any of them will do. They are all short non-fiction essays about his life. You might know him through either This American Life, the podcast, or through his essays in The New Yorker as well. He is the one human being that makes me laugh more than others. I'd start with him.
When You Are Engulfed in Flames, how apt. Louisa, your first choice for humour, you say tried and trusted P.G. Woodhouse.
Oh, P.G. Woodhouse. I absolutely love Jeeves and Wooster in particular, though all his writing is just superb. I've read the books, I've listened to the audios, I've watched the TV show with Fry and Laurie, and the writing is superb. The humour is an absolute delight. It's never mean. The plots are intricate and clever and filled with just the most absurd cast of characters, and yet they somehow feel very authentic for the stories. There is background social and political commentary, but mostly they're just pure fun and they still make me laugh out loud.
And Rick, never a bad thing to do. You're going back to your youth as well. Good old Douglas Adams.
Yeah, when I was a kid, I loved both Doctor Who and Monty Python. Even though I was slightly too young to have seen Python first time round, I was watching the reruns in the 80s. And the two of them combine beautifully in Douglas Adams' Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. If you have never read it, it is one of the more surreal, wonderful things you can read with your kids as well. I read them first time when I was maybe 9, 10, 11. Maybe I was a little bit young to be reading them. But again, the TV series are super. The movie is kind of okay, but I'd read any of those books, including Owen Colfer's last one as well, and another thing.
And a more recent one for you, Rick. This one has a great cover too. Yellowy mustard with a picture of a sunfish on the cover. Leonard and Hungry Paul.
It's just beautiful and warm and fantastic, and about the nature of two guys who are both of a certain age, and they both live gentle lives. One of them is a kind of postman who fills in. One of them ghost writes encyclopedias, and they're just mates, and they spend time together. There is no terrible things happen in anyone's lives. You can laugh out loud within the course of this book as well. It's written by an Irish guy called Ronan Heshin. It's been nominated for a ton of awards this year. It's called Leonard and Hungry Paul. It's just beautiful.
Now, Louisa, if readers want something by way of a big drama, what would you suggest?
I would suggest any of the books by Lucinda Riley, in particular her Seven Sisters series. They're rooted in an old house on the shores of Lake Geneva, but each one travels around the world to a different place in different times. And there are six adopted sisters, and each book can be read as a standalone and gives the backstory. The seventh book, which isn't out yet, will reveal who is the seventh sister.
Fair enough. Now, tell me about The Enchanted April, but a very different Italy to the one in the news right now, Louisa.
Completely different. This is a novel that was written back in 1922 by Elizabeth von Arnim, and the story opens in grey, damp, grim London with two women who answer an ad to go for a holiday as guests to stay in an old castle on the Italian Riviera. It quickly moves to sunshine, the glittering sea, cascades of wisteria over crumbling walls. There's an unlikely cast of characters, and they interact with each other at first with slight suspicion, and then as the sun gets into their bones, they warm to each other, and it is pure magic, absolute escapism.
And Rick, your next one could be described as curmudgeonly humour, The Diary of a Bookseller.
Oh, I think if anybody hasn't come across this yet, I can hear Louisa laughing in the background because I know
yes,
she indeed. And I both share a passion for this book. Sean Bethel is a guy who runs the largest secondhand bookstore in Scotland in a town called Wigtown, and they have an annual festival every year. Sean started by writing observations on the Facebook page of the bookstore about people who would come into the store, about the silly things they do, the stupid questions they would ask him. He always preserved their anonymity, but you either got his sense of humour, you didn't, and I did very much. He ended up then writing a book, which was a compilation of a year's worth of his own diary of going out to meet strange people in strange places and buying their book collections and people who came into the store. There's a second version of it as well, but both of them made me laugh out loud.
And Louisa, you have one about resilience, happiness.
This is a slightly tougher read, a little bit more literary, but it is absolutely extraordinary. And the main character, Attila, is in London to give a keynote address at a conference on trauma and to check on his niece who hasn't been heard from for several days. And he literally bumps into an American, Jean, who is doing a study on urban foxes. Throughout the novel, there are a huge cast of characters, all of whom have overcome something. It's quite subtly done, but they've all shown resilience, in particular the children, and in particular the wildlife that kind of infiltrates throughout the story. It's absolutely superb, highly recommended.
Rick, one called Help Me. What's that about?
Marianne Power, yeah. She's a journalist who decided that for the course of a year she would try a different self-help book every month for the year. She starts out quite well at the beginning, runs her way through the first three, four, 5 months using a different self-help method every month, and then the whole thing kind of goes off the rails and falls apart and it becomes a very different book. But certainly in the very beginning parts of that book, she's a very warm writer. She talks very self-deprecatingly about herself and she tries some of the more bizarre self-help options that are available out there for a month, and most of them go pretty wrong, unsurprisingly. But the book itself is brilliant. It's called Help Me.
So she's not very helped at the end of it all. By
in
the
a
sound
different
of
way, not by the book, Sean.
Yeah, you've an illustrated book as well, Rick. I'm hearing good things about this, but is it for kids or for grown-ups or for everybody? The Boy, the Mole, the Fox and the Horse.
Yeah, I brought my own copy in with me today because it's lovely to just get your hands on it. The illustrations are all very, if you know E.H. Shepherd's illustrations of Winnie the Pooh books, and the book is part story, just about a boy, a mole, a fox and a horse. You can read it as that. Part of it is gentle philosophy. Part of it is about how we should all be lovely towards each other. And it kind of weaves this really strange thing on people who've read it. I came to this quite late, but again, it's one of these things that people are talking about as becoming viral. It's very beautifully bound. It's a gorgeous thing to give either to kids or adults. And again, something that maybe
by
we could read together.
Charlie Mackesy. Louisa, The Daily Stoic. It sounds like a very apt title for the times that are in it.
Honestly, it's good for anything, but in particular at the moment. It's 366 meditations, which you can read on a daily basis or jump in and out as you wish. Each page starts with a quote by one of the Stoic philosophers, and then there's a contemporary interpretation from Ryan Holiday. For example, there's where to find joy, or that there is no shame in needing help, or a strong soul is better than good luck. So there's lots of wisdom, a little bit of perspective given, and I think it will help people at any time, but in particular at the moment.
Yeah, Rick, if you're not able to get out to the countryside, but you want to escape to the great outdoors in your head, you were recommending?
Yeah, Robert McFarlane's book, Underland. I came to this again quite late. Robert McFarlane is a guy who writes books about nature, about going out into the real world. This one is based on those things that happen immediately underneath our feet. He says we understand what goes on in far distant galaxies. You can see things through the Hubble Space Telescope, but frequently you don't know what's happening 5 feet below where you are. So he goes everything through potholing with cave guys. He goes and looks at cave paintings in the south of France. He goes into the French capital, into Paris, and goes into the catacombs there, and in Iceland goes underneath glaciers. He's a beautiful writer. It made me want to go to all of these places, and maybe for people who can't get out in the real world, it might be a substitute.
And a word about poetry, some balm for the soul, Louisa, finally.
Again, going back to nature, Mary Oliver and Lyndall Berry would be the two poets I would recommend at the moment, which just their words are so beautiful and will just make all the nonsense that's going on disappear, and you'll find yourself much calmer and more soothed, in particular if you don't have a lot of concentration, which I think some people are really struggling with at the moment. Just take 2 or 3 minutes out, read a poem, give yourself a little bit of grace.
What a wonderful idea. My thanks to you both. Louisa Cameron, owner of Raven Books in Blackrock in South County Dublin, and Rick O'Shea, presenter of The Book Show on RT Radio 1. Back briefly now to our science expert, Shane Bergen. Shane, just remind us about the query, first of all.
Hi, Sean. We asked listeners to work out the best value between three toilet roll offers. The first one being a 21-roll pack of toilet paper with 33% extra free for €10. The second one, a 3-for-2 offer on 10 rolls of toilet paper, each retailing at €6. And finally, a jumbo pack of 16 rolls with a buy one, get one free offer for €14.
And I gather the answer, you'll find it if you calculate the cost per roll, is that right?
Absolutely. You calculate the cost per roll and it works out that option one, the 21-roll pack of toilet paper plus 33% extra free, is the best value. Unfortunately, I don't have any stocks to send to people who've won that.
Okay, that's 36 cent a roll, 40 cent a roll if you're going for the 3-for-2, and 44 cent a roll if you're buying 16, buy one, get one free. Thank you so much indeed, Shane. Thank you very much. More from the Bergen Barnstorm or Brainstorm tomorrow. Just one headline. A COVID-19 information booklet is to be delivered to households nationwide by OnPost. It's been launched by the Taoiseach and the Health Minister just now. That's our lot for today. Thank you for listening. The programme produced by Deirdre Neilane, research Niamh Lyons, broadcast coordinator Geraldine Collins, on sound Nicky Dempsey. Over now to Ronan.